You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Sokoski. The latest Downtown Progress Breakfast gave Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh an opportunity to highlight the educational and economic projects he says can help transform the city in the future. The Tech Garden has successfully spun off several companies that have made home here in Syracuse, and Walsh wants to expand it. He's calling the area the Southside Campus for a new economy. A centerpiece will be renovating the old Central Tech into a school for science, technology, arts, engineering, and math.
So the idea with the regional STEAM high school is if you look at what is working in urban education, it is our career and technical education programs. They are not only a source of pride for us here in the city, but they are something that the suburban districts are increasingly trying to replicate.
Walsh also announced plans for a new downtown policing strategy and the launch of a bike share program to start this spring. The Downtown Committee puts on these events to highlight city progress. President Marika Trier says more residents downtown led to the opening of 22 new retail businesses in 2018, with 10 more slated this year. And more opportunities are knocking.
Interest in downtown is strong. Last year, our team responded to 591 requests for statistics and information on locating downtown. And 2019 is also off to a strong start.
Apartment growth continues as well, with 500 new units in development. Trier adds that investments in the arts are also important, bringing more than 5 million people into the city each year. In addition, the event featured presentations on the opening of the Whitney Lofts on Salina and expanded programming at the Everson Museum. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.